Are you kidding me? Right now? Kind of in the middle of something here. Ah, fine. I'll tell you what happened last time. Let me see. Oh, we fought a bunch of these bugs and then Gillian rained down hellfire on them. And I'm pretty sure I died. It was a real close one back there. And then I think we lost track of the mayor. Yeah, that mayor's been acting pretty sus. I gotta get back now. I'm pretty sure there's some fuckery among us. But hey, I guess we'll just have to roll with it.
Everybody ready?
Yep.
Let me scratch my nose for 2 minutes.
Fuck
stretch
your nose.
My nose is itchy. Let me live.
Fuck your nose.
Hey, have I ever showed you guys the thing I can do with my nose?
No.
Yeah, the airways are a little tighter, so when I like inhale really hard, it goes.
And welcome to Just Roll With It, baby. My name is Grizzly, and I am your DM. And this is weird ass nostril dude.
I'm Bisley, and I play Chip.
I'm Condi, and I play Jay.
What else, Bisley? What else can you do besides play Chip?
I can't sniff.
Suck him in.
Well.
Suck him in. Yeah, baby.
For all you audio listeners, when he sucks in his nose really hard, it gets all small and withered.
It's not withered. It's not.
Sad.
It's not.
It's sad.
This is my angry nose.
It's so slim. All right, who else is on the show?
My name is Charlie Slimeskull, and I play Gillian Tidestrider.
All right, check it out. Last we left off, the three of you, Chip, Jay, and Gillian, found yourselves on an island diseased with involuntary joy and inescapable laughter, the island of Lavinlod. You met with the mayor and learned his side of the story of what was going on here before being forced to intervene in a sudden riot against him at Town Hall. You calmed this group of gnomes led by Julian Booker, who you met previously in the Orange Tavern owned by Old Man Earl. And you came to a temporary compromise, one where he would accompany you all into this forest, led by the mayor, heading to the supposed cause of this disease, a mysterious man deep in the North Woods. You talked with both the mayor and Julian, and then encountered not one, but 20 fire beetles seeking revenge for their fallen brethren at the hands of an ever-gallant Gillian. During this battle, Jay grew more perceptive and accurate, pinning a shish kebab of bugs to a nearby tree with her arrow. Chip, on a sudden whim, picked up a second blade, flailing wildly in a new dual-wielding pirate fighting style, and Gillian, teaming with Apple, his bluebird companion, herded the remaining fire beetles, and in an epic display of divine power, smite them all at once, effectively ending the encounter. However, that wasn't all. You all grew slightly. However, the ones pinned to the tree burst into flames, causing abrupt panic. But with the help of Julian's leather jacket and Gillian turning the mist on the forest floor into water, you managed to not cause a forest fire. Somehow, for once.
That's a first. We really did grow, didn't we?
We really have as a podcast and as people.
Hey guys, I say this honestly. Level 3 us would have let that forest burn.
True.
You then continued to make your way through the woods. And on the way, you attempted to form somewhat of a contingency plan on the chance that you were being led into a trap. However, the mist around you began to rise and thicken into dense fog. You managed to not lose sight of one another, and even kept Julian's attention, but unfortunately, lost sight of the mayor. You press on, parting through the fog, briefly discussing a moral dilemma of whether or not Gillian would commit murder, but then brought back on task by Julian.
Next Thursday.
And then eventually, you come through a clearing in the fog into an unrecognizable environment. From the woodlands of thick trees, you arrived in an open field of bright green rolling hills covered in flowers. In the distance, you saw a small, square house of white brick and red shingles with vines crawling up the sides and a singular door centered on the wall. As you all began to walk towards it, that is where we pick back up.
Ooh.
For episode 8, baby. That's
crazy,
where we
we're
are.
Almost 10 episodes in, by the way.
That's wild. That's wild.
You guys are approaching this building. If you want to, it's it's about about half a mile away at this point. If you guys want to do anything or say anything as you're approaching, totally up to you.
Okay, I'm gonna ask a question. Does this place feel bad, or does it just feel like this kind of, because you've described it as this very beautiful field, a lush field of flowers? I'm wondering, like, does it have sort of an ominous quality to it, or does this feel pretty like serene as you might expect?
Gillian, make a
find the vibe.
Actually, I would say go ahead and make an Arcana check.
Okay, sure. Okay, I got a 17 minus 1, 16.
Yeah. You can tell that this is this place feels riddled, or the source of it is very magical. Like, you sense, especially you, and probably only you, and maybe a little bit of Jay, you can sense lingering and very dense amounts of magical energy.
Do I sense that this place is real, or is it?
It seems, feels, smells, you know, all of the senses are fooled to the point where it does seem real as you have entered.
Fooled, you say?
But you gather with the amount of magical energy around you that it is possible to be a very high level of illusionary.
Okay.
I'd like to look around quickly as well and see if there's any, like, activity, like any wildlife, any people near the hut kind of deal.
Okay. Perception check.
Throw that shit. That's a 14.
Looking around, you just see, for miles off, stretching, touching the tips of the horizon, just these rolling green hills, and the only structure or movement or anything that is different from the surrounding area is that house that you guys are approaching.
Jay, Chip, it seems there is only one way onward, but be on your guard. I detect traces of magics all around.
What?
Yeah, that's...
Oh.
I don't see any wildlife around here. This, you know, these are sprawling hills, just grass everywhere. There's nothing. I see nothing.
I mean, it's pretty normal, right? It's just
no.
Most certainly very not normal.
It feels a bit too serene.
Yeah.
I like it.
Indeed.
It's kind of off-putting.
You just see Julian is like fucking wobbling as he's walking.
Are you good?
He's just vigorously combing his hair back. It looks so frizzy and messy at this point as it's slicked back. It doesn't even look like a pomodoro anymore.
Wait,
I'm all right.
Last time we took his comb, did he pull out another comb?
He pulled out another comb.
Oh my god.
Dude, honestly, at that point, I wouldn't expect taking this one to have any effect on him either, man.
Oh, he's good.
Hey, Jules, how many of those combs do you have?
How many of those chips do you have?
How's mind your business.
Bag?
I got a lot of chips.
We could comb him and find out.
Don't touch me. Let's just get on with this, whatever's happening here.
Yes, Chip, Jay, do you think that maybe, I lower my voice as much as Gillian Tidestrider can, that maybe we should leave Julian out here? I'm not sure what dangers we may face within this mysterious abode.
I can't tell if he's more likely
leave
to
Julian.
Die.
Julian's our friend. We can't leave him. That's my buddy. He's got my back.
Are you saying this now that Julian can hear it?
Yeah.
Who would we be to bring him directly into danger?
Oh,
no.
The danger of evil.
You wanna leave me? I can stand watch back here.
No, Julian, you've got my back, man. Remember when we talked back there? Remember that moment we shared? You wouldn't leave us, and we wouldn't leave you. Come on.
Yeah, persuasion check, dude.
He wants to go so bad.
Yeah, about that.
He really doesn't want to be here.
17.
Oh my god.
I want to put my arm around him and say, come on, buddy.
This is less persuasion and more coercion.
Do you commissaire a little?
I want to take
you gum with your gum now.
Like, come on, man. Listen, you got this.
Right. Right.
Just want to see your girl?
Yeah.
Better see the necklace that you're rocking?
Gotta look good. Save the babes.
I wanna analyze the necklace while it's on its neck. How much does it look like it's worth?
Oh my god.
You are so fucked.
I just wanna know. Like, I'm just curious.
I would say either investigation or... I would say investigation. Yeah.
Investigate. 19.
It's a sick necklace from his magically kidnapped forever
it
girlfriend.
It looks like it's worth its weight in gold. Or... Sure. You notice that the necklace, while it's silver, it'd probably be worth about, just because of how, like, nicely or finely made. It looks handmade, hand put together. And it glistens along with his leathery threads. You probably gather that it's worth about 25 gold pieces.
It's good.
Something
pretty good.
Okay, I'm still just combing his hair.
You also get the sense that he doesn't know how much it's worth.
Yeah. Okay.
God.
All right.
I am.
So we're cool? We're going in?
Yeah, I mean, I'm walking forwards.
All right, yeah,
Julian,
lead the way,
if
man.
If you're sure, Julian.
Me lead the way?
Yeah, you know this mayor better than us.
He grabs you a little bit. Play, are you trying to get me killed?
I want to grab his pompadour and bring him closer. No, player. I just trust you.
All right. He starts walking a little forward.
No, I'm not fucking letting him lead, dude. I'm going in front of Julian. You're just gonna get this man killed.
This is
walking
like
in front of Julian.
Shit. This is
like, Julian, I will. You can lead directly behind me and this
like
large
that.
Shield that I have.
Right. Yeah. That's about as big as me. Probably keep me.
I think that is a good idea.
All right, you go, and I'll be right behind you. Right behind you.
Yeah, I'll be right behind you. Right. I want to pull Jay back. He's going to die.
Why are you trying to kill Julian?
I'm not trying to kill him. I just feel like someone's going to die.
You literally... Okay, yeah, but like you're putting him directly into danger. This is like...
Going directly into danger. He's just a little more direct than we are.
Yeah, you literally just asked Gillian if he'd ever killed somebody. That was a deep moral question, and now you're basically like, you're
smacking
him?
The wall of the house. Come out!
you're essentially putting this man to
sleep. We are ready for you.
Listen, I'm smacking. If you wanted to leave, you would leave.
Okay, you guys finally arrive at this house, and like I said before, it's that white brick. And now that you're closer, Gillian, you're starting to smack. You're cutting through vines that have like these beautiful flowers blossoming out of them that are just covering the house. You're just cutting through.
They're
them
magic.
And banging
Don't it. Believe in them. Don't believe in them.
And you're the first to get there, and as the other two who are trailing a little bit back, a little bit behind, you all get to this building.
I take one of the pretty flowers as well and put it behind my ear.
You are coercing him into coming with
Listen,
us.
Listen, I just what need is... him a little bit in the front just in case I need to work something in the background.
Okay. As soon as you one of those flowers, you hear the door start to rattle. And then from inside of it,
I come to attention.
Sounds like the door is acting as a speaker. You just hear, welcome. You finally made it! And this is like reverberating from all around you, it feels like, as you guys all
sound like
get
someone
to
we
house.
Know?
No.
Yeah, does it sound like Roland? Okay.
Not familiar. Okay. I see you've all finally got here. But house rules, I'm only allowing one guest at a time, you see. There's only enough room in a deal for two, and I'm not offering buy one, get one three. So please decide who will be the first to enter. There won't be any danger unless you're looking for it. And
Fear
the door.
Not. Chip and Jay,
enters.
I shall.
Or, sorry.
Opens. So, anyway, I think we should.
I shall vanquish this evil.
No, you should not do that. So, anyway, I've been thinking a little bit that maybe we. What? Why do I forget his name suddenly? The fucking gnome. What the fuck?
Julian?
I think we should send Julian in first. You know, I think that might be the play.
Yes. Wait. Where's the mayor?
Is it a staircase downwards?
As the door swings open, when you hear that announcement, as you guys arrive, you look in and the doorway is almost completely void of any light. Mm-hmm. So it's just a dark silhouette of an entrance. You can't see through it or see what's inside at the moment.
Okay.
You just heard that he's requesting only one person is allowed to enter.
So I have dark vision. I want to do this carefully. I do. Okay, I jump in.
you just walk in?
He said, wait, he said one at a time, man.
All right.
Now listen, as long as we don't let Gillian go in first, I think, whoa, my God.
Gillian!
Holy shit.
All right. We should let Gillian!
Gillian, does the door close behind him?
Yes, as soon as Gillian jumps in, you immediately see that...
I shall make a deal and it shall be bad for you!
He goes... psh, door slams shut. And if you guys want to try and open it,
no,
you can.
No, I'm going to open it. Yeah, I'm like...
We both are pulling it.
Yeah, make a strength check with advantage, Jay, if you do it first. And Chip's helping you.
Would it be athletics or would it be strength?
Athletics works.
Okay, I have bad athletics, but why not? Let's do it.
Why'd you ask then, motherfucker?
15.
All right, yeah. You guys together rattle and pull on this wooden door, but it feels like stone. It doesn't budge. It doesn't even shake or rattle. It's immovable. And that's the situation outside of the home. But Gillian, as you enter the doorway, coming through.
Oh, I see.
You're met with an extravagant room. Ooh. With an exquisite decoration. The lighting around you is dim, but it's reminiscent of an antique shop with the amount of gold and silver knickknacks around you. There's tapestry on the walls, finely made items, relics, all resting on rich, dark wooden furniture.
I basically don't know what anything in this room is.
Nope, you walk through and you hear the door shut behind you, and as you look around, it seems a bit larger than the impression of the exterior gives, but still a room only meant for this one-on-one, as you see a table now, sitting in between you and this towering tiefling person.
What is this room of mad magic?
The humanoid, or the tiefling figure, turns around as he was facing away from you, and you see he has immaculate, handsome features, and his skin is a dark shade of obsidian, like obsidian-colored skin. He has long hair that tumbles around the shoulder with elegant braids, and he has curled horns that are extremely ostentatious with golden ornaments and piercings, and he's wearing this black vest with golden filigree and black fur under a raised collar, and it has his long puffed sleeves that gather at the bottom and are tied off at the cuff.
Grizzly, I'm loving the vocabulary.
And big underneath words. That, as he gives you this very charming, wide, a bit not trustworthy smile that you have seen before. Underneath his coat is a very low cut purple undershirt that exposes his chest, tied closed at the waist by a golden scarf. He sits down, spins this large throne chair, and puts black leather boots with golden buckles on the table between you, and he ushers forward at a chair that is on the other side of this table. Take a seat. Let's make a deal.
Only if the deal is to free this town that you have put under your spell.
Is that what you have been told? Or is that what you want? I'm assuming... No, come on. Sit down. Let's have a conversation here, Mr.
I'm not gonna sit down. I'm not sitting down in this fucking scary magic chair. I don't even know what chair is.
Okay, he waves his hand and the chair just kind of slides off to the side of the room. Well, at least come a little closer.
I trust you not yet enough to take a seat at a table with you. It is Mayor Roland spoke of... a dark deal he made, a pact that has now driven this town into despair. You must answer for these crimes.
The crimes? I haven't done anything illegal or evil. I only lended a helping hand to the mayor who, at this current moment, and he looks at his wrist that does not have any watch, and he says, currently ticking. Time. On the mayor's life, ticking.
Time on the mayor's life. Is he also under a curse?
I could tell you the full story, or only if you listen to what I have to offer. Mister, I'm messing with you. I already know what your name is. I just wanted to be polite.
I like leaned in when he said it. I was like, you know, like this guy a wizard. All right. I don't really trust him, but I'll I'll approach the table further because I do want to hear what this truth is he's talking about.
All right.
Very well. I will not accept your offer, but I will hear it, and then you must tell me what you have done to these people.
Well, currently, there's only three options. Well, two, but three if you want to make it interesting. My name is Niklaus Hendrix, and my profession that I've gained in my time is what people have dubbed the Wish Doctor. Or you can call me Desire Daddy. Maybe Papa Possibility. Whatever floats your boat.
I have been... Are those my three options?
Is he hitting on
three you? Options for what you may call me if you wanted to call me something, yes.
I have been on land for such a short time, and yet I know that two of those options make me feel very bad inside.
I can tell you're not from around here, that's for certain. So...
He's, in my mind, he's, how does he see right through me, I say, looking like a fucking fish.
But your stature, the way you carry yourself, screams heroic nature. And I love those who want to be a hero. All right, I'll explain to you what the situation is. All right,
very
so
well.
where to begin? The mayor came to me one day, desperately, you know what, let's just skip all of that. I'll tell you what you have, what hand I'm going to give. The mayor is the source of the bad part of this disease. You see, all he asked for was for the town
to... Tricked him into a deal.
I didn't trick him, I only offered him the prosperity of the island and told him that one day he would lose what he valued the most. And he took the deal. So I granted the wish. The trees bore my fruits. It started to rain again. The town was happy, but I didn't force that on them.
Then how did this curse come to be, if not by your hand?
That's the funny thing about the deals that I make. You see, the nature of the agreement, it's the consequences or the side effects relate to the nature of the person who makes the deal or the wish. You see, if their desires are corrupted, well, what I mean to say is, if you don't want to hear me out, you could just deal with the mayor and end this all, as he is kind of the source.
So if we purge the evil from the mayor, the curse on Lothinlot would end?
Purge is a very polite way of killing, but yes, that is one option.
And the others?
The second option. I assume you want to save everyone. The people of the town. The mayor's daughter. But if you want to save the mayor as well, that's where our deal comes in. It's really simple. I can save everyone. As long as you agree to owe me a favor in the future. And looking at you, I know that you want to save everyone and vanquish evil, and I can do that very easily.
I wish I knew whether, like, where this, like, you know, this corruption or desire was coming from. I mean, I guess I can ask him. You said if
if that of the, if the will of the one making the wish is not pure, there will be side effects. What is the mayor's vice?
You will get all of your answers if you accept the deal or not. A magician doesn't tell his secrets. And a doctor doesn't work for free. It's not important to our discussion. Of course, if you want to be boring and the time is running out for old Mayor Roland, you could leave and discuss it with your little posse. Or...
No, where is the mayor?
You see him, lean forward and slide this like compartment open on the face or top of the table, and yeah. it shows like a mirror, and he waves his hand over it, and that mirror forms an image. First it's mist, and then it clears, and you just see hurled over in the woods, the woodlands, holding, clutching his stomach, coughing up this black ooze, the mare alone. Looking around, sweating, looking very sick.
The curse affects him as well. He said his laugh was fake, it did not.
Well, this curse doesn't necessarily affect the mayor. It, how do I put it? Well, he's the source. Like I said, the wishes get corrupted by the one who wishes for it. And he shuts it.
And... Abigail, who never made this wish, what about her?
Again, the full story if you accept my offer.
All right.
Or not.
I wanna, is there anything I can glean from this room at all?
Roll a investigation check.
I got a 6.
Never thinking again.
You do not see anything of importance that looks, that stands out in this room.
Okay, second thing I do, I'm gonna use Divine Sense. How evil is this fucker?
Okay, do you have to roll for Divine Sense? Just remind me.
No, it detects good and evil. I can sense anything that is celestial, fiend, or undead, basically anything affected by the hollow spell. I don't know what, you know, what's in this guy. If that little trace of evil was in the mayor, what's this guy?
You could, you can sense that outside of this room, there is that faint glimmer of the hollow spell that you sense while walking through the fog as well.
Hmm.
But you're not getting any evil resonance, and definitely nothing like you saw from the mayor or from your past. And he's not undead, not fiendish.
Yeah. I sense no evil within you.
Well, that's because
I'm
not evil. I just like a good story.
I will do a favor for you if it is on terms that we negotiate. It cannot be anything I would not do otherwise.
Oh, so prudent. Roll a persuasion check.
Okay. But I will take this burden. 15, 9 plus 6.
I'm sorry, my friend, but there's not much value in that for me. With the mayor, the people, and the mayor's daughter's life at stake, such an offer is not one that I am willing to grant.
All right. I will take your... If you are struck down, do the effects of your wishes go away?
You mean if you die?
Like, if you die. If you die, like, cook.
Oh! If you kill me! Well, you could certainly try, and if I did, you know, pass, then yes. Our deal would be null and void. Same if you died as well.
Okay,
would be a little interesting if you gave it a shot, but I don't really recommend it.
If you can best me, I will do this favor for you and become your champion once.
on your guard, Nicholas Hendricks. I want to fucking fight this guy. That's my offer, man. He just told me if he goes down, if the effects go away, that's the only way I see out of this. We're going for it.
Okay. All right.
But I told him if he beats me, I'll be his fucking goon.
Don't you have a thing where you can like basically force someone to duel you?
I do. What is he not gonna duel me unless I do that? What does he look like right now? Is he just like, bruh?
He's just sitting back, and then as you stand up, and I take it that you strike this valiant.
I do. I'm sword out, shield out.
Okay.
Take up your arms.
But you don't go for an attack?
I'm not gonna attack him while his guard's down. Put up your guard.
No. The deal is only broken once we've made it. We haven't actually made the deal yet.
We're making a deal to make a deal. If you fight me, we will make a deal. If you beat me, otherwise I will unmake your deal. That's the deal.
Oh, heavens.
Yeehaw! Welcome to Just Rolling Mid-Roll out here. This is Big Boy, Big Bizzly on the bayou back here on the goddamn thing. I'm here to tell you about some cool things and stuff for you to check out from the Just Roll With It crew. So come on down, sit down, stand up, stand over there, sit down, buckle in, and get ready for the ride. We got a few things I wanted to bring up to you, so let me talk to you about it real quick. Listen here, fellas. We got us a Twitter. I don't know if you heard about what that thing is, a little bird on the interwebs. You hop on there, you tweet about stuff and things. Listen, we ain't got a Discord server no more. So if you want to give us your thoughts, you want to head on over to twitter.com/@JRWIShow, I think it is. Let me check one time. Yeah, that's right. That's what it is. All right. And if you ain't up with the birds, all right, we got another thing for you. Head over to Reddit. We got us a subreddit, r/JRWIShow. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Let me check Reddit. I didn't check it before I started this. We don't get fast internet out here on the bayou. Yeah, r/JRWIShow. That's what it is. I knew that. Sorry, my internet running a little slow out here. And listen here, fellas. You can head over to Instagram, all right? And you can post your fan arts. You can post videos of you talking about it. Do whatever you want. I don't know. Get yous talking about the show. Because listen here, fellas. Bring it in. Bring it in close, all right? Get it on in here with big old Bizzle. Let me tell you something, all right? This show grows through one avenue. And I tell you what it is. It's word of mouth. You understand that, son? That means you gotta tell mother people about it. You get me? Get where I'm coming from? All right, we can get on past that. And if you want to do a little more than just share the show, you can support the show. Head on over to patreon.com/justrollwithit and give us some of your hard-earned cash. Yeah, that's right, them dollar-a-dos. Them dollary dues, hand them over. We got a lot of cool stuff going on over there. I actually happen to run a campaign over there, completely separate from our main campaign on YouTube. It's just for the patrons, and it's only $5 a month. That's 4 episodes for $5. That's like $1.25 per episode, and it is same quality as the main stuff, but it's just for you. Think about that. That's a steal there, son. That's a steal there. That's a whole second campaign, a whole second slew of fun stuff. And if that's not enough for you, we got post-podcast discussions over there where we talk about the stuff after the show. It's the show after the show. It's called Just Rolled With It because past tense, right? And we talk about both campaigns on there. So if you want to check that out, you want to hear our thoughts after we're done recording, head on over there for me one time. And hang on to your britches, because listen here. We got a third. Count them. Three shows going up over there. But this is a different one. It's a monthly show called Just Roll What If. And now let me tell you a little bit about that show, which is going to kick off very soon. First episode coming right at you. This is a show where we explore fun decisions from the shows and play them out a little differently. Just for example, just to give you a basic one, like what if
what if the cast of Just Roll With It, what if all the characters got bit by zombies or something crazy? I don't know. It would probably end up being a little more weighty decisions depending on what goes on in the campaign. We'll see. You know, you'll check it out. It's going to be some fun stuff over there, and I hope to see you over there. Listen, that's all we got for the mid-roll. Let me catch you at the end of the episode where I read the patron names. Listen, you can get on Patreon. You can give us your money. I'll read your name, too. Check that out. All right. Anyways, yeah, I'll let you get back to the episode. I got to go on wrangle the horses, whatever country people do.
You see the man who introduced himself as Niklaus Hendricks rub his temples a little bit as you strike this pose. And before we get into what happens in there, Chip and Jay, what are you doing on the outside?
I'm nervously pacing.
So, no. I think it would be really funny if we cut over to this scene where you see Julian's hands on this door handle, just holding it tightly. And then you follow his body completely horizontal, held up in the air, and on his legs is Jay holding on very tightly, and further horizontal, going straight back, is Chip holding on to the legs, just like heaving.
He's trying to pull the door. Can't open this fucking door.
Can I hear what this sounds like?
Just pull them harder.
This seems really inefficient.
It's not budging!
Nothing about this!
It's not budging!
All right.
Seems like a really inconvenient way to have a three-way, guys.
I'm gonna pull really hard on three. All right, ready? One.
I can't pull.
Two. Three. I don't want to yank them off. We all fall down into a pile. Yeah, I don't think we're getting it open.
Why did you let that dumbass go in there first? He's so brave.
He's more brave than smart.
Yeah,
my God.
So brave.
I'm gonna look around the outside of the house.
You guys want to get out of here?
No.
I'll tell you right now.
Shawarma. Who's feeling shawarma? Anybody? Just Chip. Okay.
I glare at Noted. Chip.
Noted. I'll tell you right now, looking around, Jay, it's what I said before. It's just this structure in here.
Okay, but like, there's no like windows or anything I can see inside of.
There is not.
Or break into.
There is not. Unfortunately, you guys are sort of at a loss here. But what's up?
I want to be laying on the ground next to Julian, kind of sit up. Jules, come here. You see that over there? What is that? Off in the distance. Does he look away?
Yeah, he does.
All right, from my back, I pull out the electric thing that the bald man was holding.
Oh my God! God!
What? I
imagine the camera being like looking straight at Julian, and I'm just slowly rising above him, and the darkness consumes us, and there's like a terrifying grin on my face.
Can you roll the hit, please? It's gonna be +3.
+3? Okay.
The baldening too.
Okay. Let me roll for him. Okay, here.
Alright, I don't wanna play that part out. I just wanna say that's happening.
I just wanna see.
Alright, 14.
For Julian, 14 just misses.
Oh, thank God! Thank God!
I did have his stat block written out.
You might as well just kill him, man.
You really might as well. This man has a pompadour. You know how long those things take to grow?
I'm taking the pompadour.
I hear the buzzing and I get PTSD.
You are cruel beyond measure.
This is so funny.
Gillian's fucking hair stands up somewhere.
Someone
is almost going bald.
We move back into the building, the home of Niklaus Hendricks, and Gillian, he removes his hand from the top of his forehead and he just leans forward a few, just about an inch, and looks and lowers his gaze, and you see his eyes which was just solid black at first, now glow this bright green, and you immediately feel you immediately feel this sense of weight and pressure. And normally, Normally, Gillian, I would have you roll a wisdom saving throw, but unfortunately, fate on this day does not have your back, as you will automatically fail it.
Oh no. Oh, that's prophetic screw up, baby! That's
it's
it.
Already
Let's
coming
go.
Back to you, dude.
Woo! What does that do?
You get pulled into these glowing green eyes, this gaze, and you feel your mind start to shrink and be essentially, it's as if you're in a chamber where gravity only on your mentality, only on your brain, your inner conscience has just been compressed. And you take...
My brain squishing.
39 points of psychic damage.
39?
Yes.
Oh, we should have short rested.
Dude, are you down?
Dude.
Yes.
Gillian Tystrat is fucking down. His match, his max HP is 40, bro, and I had 35 from the Beatles. Yeah, I'm awesome. I have like this Dragon Ball Z aura going. I got my sword. It's glinting. And then I drop like a sack of potatoes.
Wait. What did he do to you?
Looked at me.
You
looked at me.
Instantaneously.
Training my whole life for this.
Blackout.
Oh shit.
And the last thing you hear is the sound of your shield and sword clanking on the ground, and it cuts immediately.
Take up your blade, for I, Gillian Tide,
Oh, heavens.
Jing!
How do you think he's doing in there?
Who? Oh.
Gil.
Gil. He's fine.
You think so? No, he's kind of naive, and this
guy—he's dead.
He's dead. You think he died in there?
Probably. So about the shawarma, I'm thinking maybe we hit that spot. We go back
kinda,
to zero.
I just completely zone him out and stare at the door, kind of like in anticipation, I guess.
Gillian, in your blacked out state, you have a vision, a memory. It's you're sitting, you're still in the undersea about a few years ago, a little bit younger version of yourself, and you're in your chambers polishing your shield or sharpening your sword or whatever you're doing, and at this moment you're talking to your sister, Eden Tidestrider, and she's trying to cheer you up as from a day of a lot of failure. She basically is just saying, you know, you'll get it eventually.
It's been so long, and I feel as if I were going to get it, it would have clicked already, and yet it never does, despite... It should be me. They say it is.
Well, have you ever thought about it not mattering what they say? I know, Gillian, that you're special. And you'll do great things. Whether it's for the prophecy or not. This is a lot of weight on you. Don't let it crush you.
It's my job to stand under that weight and hold it no matter how heavy it gets. But sometimes those words I say don't feel like the truth. I worry, Eden. What if you're right and I don't need to listen to them? And what if this isn't even me? I think that scares me more than failing again.
I think that no matter what you do, should find your own truth. And just keep working hard and doing your best until you do. She gives you this soft smile. You know, this is a few days before you didn't see her for a while.
I think at this point,
Gillian's
emotions are starting to well up. I'd hug her as it fades.
As you go for this hug, you are woken abruptly. It feels like you're just something magically. Air was pushed into your lungs, and you come back with one HP. Standing above you, he has now propped you up in the leather chair and moved the chair in front of the table.
All right, you got me down once. Round two, here we go.
No. That was our bargain. That was our whatever you called it. The deal is now going to be made.
That wasn't a warm up.
Shut the fuck up. Undoubtedly, that was not a swarm up. I could hit you with something that would kill you if you'd like, but then I couldn't make this deal with you, and I have to get one of your friends to come in, and they would probably sacrifice themselves as well, because this is, with the mayor, who is not looking great at the moment.
Well, you... It pains me to say, but you did best me in combat. More or less, fair and square, so I shall take on this burden of Luff and Lot. Lift theirs and place it on me.
Excellent. And he gives you this grin of just excitement.
Yeah, I've got almost like a slight scowl, but I'm not giving in to this guy. I just gotta do this.
You...
What is one more burden?
You feel a burning sensation on your wrist this quick piercing on your skin, and you look down at it, and you see bubbling, sort of like a flame, as if it's being branded on you, is this, it's just the shape of a crescent moon. All right, well, that does it. Our deal has been set.
Call on me in your time of need, but lift this curse.
I guarantee you I will hold up my end of the bargain. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Bye, amigo. And he flicks his finger forward.
Shit. I start to say, I open my mouth and like, I've been calculating this like big speech. And I'm like, when...
The chair that you are sitting in gets shot backwards, rocketed backwards, and as it hits the bottom door hinge, you feel it lean back as you come flying out of the doorway. All of you who are still all of you who are in front of the home see the door go fly open or swing open violently, and then Gillian just rockets out of it.
Can I have just been walking towards the door? Listen, guys, I don't even think we can get him out of here. This door doesn't open.
You're just slammed, tackled by the dead weight, the body of Gillian Tidestrider. And...
Hey, buddy.
Hello, Chip.
How you doing?
Gil, what happened in there?
You guys feel another a sense of weight that hits you as you hear the sounds of metal rattling as a cage is flung out of the doorway as well as it hits you, and you just see this cage, golden bird cage shaped, and it's got like a little rat scurrying around on it.
Huh. A little rat?
Yes.
What the hell is that?
Bruh.
It's a rat.
It's always rats.
The door slams, and as you hear this loud booming voice once again, it was a pleasure doing business with you. The area around you starts to fade.
Doing business. What is he saying, Gil?
I honestly thought he was going to try and offer you a deal as well, but I suppose this is better.
Yeah. Hey, Gil, buddy?
Wait, what did you do in there?
I'm very soft.
I want to slap him on the cheek. Can you get off me?
No, there's more important things right now. What happened in there?
Okay, I'll stay on, Chip.
All right, fine.
Well, I faced him in combat.
And you...
lost.
You? Hey. No.
Yes, as it pains me to say, his name is Nicholas Hendricks, and he is a very capable warrior with something I don't really know. I went down kind of fast.
You don't look like you got beat up. I mean, like, there's no physical...
Yeah, what did he do?
Head hurty.
Need to pop an addy.
Need to pop an addy. But despite... I lost and was forced to make a deal, but now Lothinlot should have its curse lifted and... What is that strange beast within that cage? What is that thing?
The rat?
It's a rat.
It may be more than just a rat.
You made a deal?
If there was another choice, I would have taken it. In fact, I tried.
Okay.
It's very around you. It's very slowly just becoming more and more transparent, but the home is still in front of you as things just start to kind of seem to fade.
Chip, avenge me. And I start pushing him towards it.
Pushing
the home or
it?
The rat?
Yeah, the home. I think I know what's going on with the rat. Chip J, maybe... if we all three try to jump in at once, we can possibly take him.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
We cannot allow the evil of the Wish Doctor to continue. Well, not the subjective,
Gil.
Foggy morality
Gil, listen,
of the Wish Doctor.
Right. You're wrapped up in a deal, man. It's not looking good.
What
exactly did he say? Exactly, word for word.
I got this. Showing the little crescent moon.
Oh, shit.
What does that mean?
Nothing good.
Okay.
Is this a bad thing? He said when he needs a favor that he will be able to call on me.
No, Gil. No,
it's just a favor. I can help him move into a new hut.
And what did you get in return for this? It's a deal. It goes both ways.
Well, the curse lifted on Lothinlot. The mayor's health restored. And last but not least, I crouch down by the cage. I want to say to the rat, Abigail.
Open the cage or anything.
I just want to say it to the rat. See what it does.
As the rat is scurrying around and trying to tip the cage back over, you say Abigail. And the rat stops.
Julian, was your girlfriend a rat?
That would be pretty weird, man.
That would be, I guess, like, she's
what?
Pretty small.
Is that
what
weird?
Do you mean?
Where's
Abigail? Where's Abby?
Here is your beautiful Abigail. I hold up the cage with the
rat. Oh, shit! No, that's a rat! That's just a rat, man!
I know, I've learned this, but it's also Abigail, your girlfriend. Here.
Well, how the fuck do you know that? Get that away from me!
Here, I let Abigail out of the cage. It's his girlfriend.
The rat scurries out of the cage and then looks around in this spot here. Hmm. And at this point, the area around you has faded to where you see through the mist and the horizon, and the grass is no longer... sitting on green hills, you're standing on the forest floor again, the muddy, the brown dirt, and you can see thick trees.
Well, I would not advise taking a deal with the Wish Doctor. That is my final verdict. If your heart is untrue, a terrible fate will befall you.
Well, wait, so what, it's just the town is fixed? I mean, like, it's that easy.
He has held up his end of the bargain. It should be.
You owe him a favor, and that's it. Like, we're.
You all hear it. nearby, and the rat starts to run off towards the direction of this sound. As at this point now, the place you were in is no longer there. You're just back in the North Woods. And this rat darts off towards the noise. I was pretty loud, but this is a little bit distant. The cough.
Yeah, shit. Coughs don't go in. I'm gonna say that's the mayor. Quick.
Okay, all right. Get up and walk over to that way. And on the way, I just want to say to Gil, listen, remember how I said...
Bro, I'm running.
The town was not our problem? All right, fine, I'm yelling it at you as we're running. Now you made this our problem!
The town was not your problem. As soon as I got here, I knew it must be mine.
All right, well, gotta solve it now.
Stays behind and is thinking and then realizes they're running and is like, oh, shit, and follows.
You all follow this rat treading through the forest and pushing, you know, twigs, leaves, rushing through bushes as you go, you know, a few, like, maybe 60 feet following this rat in this chase.
I want to say something to Chip as well while we're running. Honestly, Chip, I'm impressed. I thought you would jump in there and ask for unlimited wealth, which you totally could have done, but you didn't. You've grown quite a bit.
I thought about it, but you kind of dove in there before I could go. Remember when you said, Gillian, and jumped?
Hey, I mean, you had every chance to go in after that.
You did, actually. I'm very impressed with you, young
Chip. That was a lot of restraint you showed today.
Thanks.
You also didn't go for shawarma and abandon Gil. That was pretty impressive as well.
I'm not gonna abandon Gil.
What's shawarma?
Oh, you'll find out.
I look worried. Okay, are we at the mayor?
As you guys are following this rat, you know the Animorph covers?
Bruh.
No, as you're running behind this rat following,
like,
you see...
It starts Animorphing, Gillian is going to draw his goddamn sword. Like as it's Animorphing, like, this is bad.
At first, it gets just a little bit bigger. It grows, it expands into a bigger rat, and then it starts to run on two legs as you're following it, and then it starts to get elongated as this rat, and it has, like, long hair flowing off the back of the head.
Look, Chip, the rat is reaching maturity.
What are you talking about? Ah! I stop. I don't follow that.
It continues sprinting in the direction of... And you guys, as you guys are getting closer, you're... And as you, as this rat finally finishes its animorph, you all come and stop and witness this young halfling girl.
Mayor Coffin Lot.
And... As she moves off a little bit towards the side and starts and goes over to this kneeling figure who you now see is the mayor, clutching his stomach, keeled over on the ground. She rushes, she puts a hand, and then you just hear one, and out of the mouth of the mayor is this viscous, black, ink-like ooze that comes up as a large welt in the throat of this very rotund man who already has a thick neck, and then spews out of the mouth and you run over to stab the black liquid that
after he spits it out,
you run over, like, you stab into it. It seems gelatin at first, and it jiggles in that sense and kind of spreads along the floor, but then it starts to get thinner and thinner into liquid, and then eventually black mist as it dissipates.
I'm hiding behind Gil. I'm just kind of peeking around his shoulder.
Yeah, I'm gonna give Abigail, and I'm gonna
say... You just
say,
see she's kneeled down. Father! Father! Are you okay? She's just like all rubbing, like patting on his back, and then he just... And she covers her mouth and backs up a little bit and shakes her head.
No, Abigail... He should be safe now.
Just panting on the ground, drenched in this, his own sweat.
I'ma
use divine sense. This dude still got the evil stink.
You see that blip, that shimmer of evil inside of him is no longer there. And that's where we're going to end sword. The episode.
Oh, what? Chance, I got more questions.
It's okay. We're about to record another one. But for you guys.
Oh, my God.
Give
hey,
fuck.
For you guys, if you want to hear more about what the frick just happened, because I have a lot of questions, especially what would have Wishman offered if these two went in. We can talk about that on Just Rolled.
He plugged it. Let's go.
Patreon.com.
Yo, we're like $100 off from halfway to our fucking office goal, by the way. For office. Just Rolled With It, Patreon. Just saying.
So if you guys want to hear that whole discussion, which we are going to have in depth, I'm going to grill Grizzly. Head on over to the Patreon, as well as if you want to see us have our own studio in the future. We're getting there, thanks to you guys.
Getting close.
Thanks again so much.
Yeah, thank
getting
you.
Getting close.
And keep rolling
with it.
But not laugh. But not
kick him out.
Laughing.
Kick him out.
Get him out of here.
Woo! Woo! Looks like you done made it to the end of the episode, son. And you know what that means? Means I gotta shout you out. Whoosh. So let me get a big shout out to the greatest, to the fastest gunslinger in the West, Cake Vape Master 69. Oh, that's a quick gun. And can't forget my deputy, Kirby Wafro. Kirby Wafro, oh, that's my deputy right there. And don't you even think about missing the sheriff. The other sheriff from the other town, because I'm the sheriff technically by the lore that I'm setting up in this weird Patreon skit. Old Man Skeletal, my nemesis sheriff. Oh, but the leader of the gang, the ruffians, Walmart Man. Oh, thank you. Thank you for your support over there on Patreon. Runner of the tavern, King of Ranch. Appreciate you. Oh, and Seal over there. Thank you, Seal, for running that farm, keeping the people fed. We got, I don't have any other titles, actually. I don't know what else I can call people from that. Cowboy Serene is actually a skeleton. Indy Mindy, one of the townsfolk, appreciate you. You know, Aloon, that right there is the bank owner. Another Shay, thank you so much for your support. I'll see you at the darts game. The witch doctor, the godly king. Actually, that's just God. Oh, shit. All right, praise be. Rishiznevi, thank you for your support, and thank you for all the drugs you supply the people. Corner Your Comet, appreciate you very much. Appreciate your running of the general store. I'm just trying to come up with shit that you guys do. I don't know why I'm doing this. We gonna just roll with it, though. That's the name of the show. Jumpius Venus, we really do appreciate your running of the train, keeping the train tracks going. Oh, but who could forget about your gal pal Valerie V, who helped me rob the train, along with Riker Kirotu. Riker Kirotu, thank you so much for helping me rob the train. Nox Lottie. Something like that. I don't know. I thank you so much for educating the youth over at the school. Salutation. Oh man, that's the leader. That's the leader of the militia, keeping us safe, keeping our country safe. Thank you so much, Salutation. JRWI Enjoyer, we appreciate you so much, and we appreciate you spreading the good word of JRWI through our small little town right here. And who could forget Divinator? Thank you so much for your support, our mayor, our beautiful mayor. Thank you so much, Divinator. And Jay Newell, who could forget you? Thank you so much for all of your support and all of the money you give to the townsfolk. I don't know. Charlie told me to come up with some funny things for you, so I did. That's our town now. If you want to join the town, you can head over to patreon.com/justrollwithit and head over to that $50 tier, and you can be a part of the town as well. Anyway, take care, y'all. I'll see you in the next episode.